Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's time to count down the worst matches of 2023. I am Luke Owen, D-A-D. I'm joined by Pete Quinnell. I'm joined by your Jam That champion, the professor of the truth, Dan Layton, as we are going to go through our end of year awards for the worst wrestling match of the year.
Are you ready to whinge?
Yeah.
Are you ready to complain?
I love a bit of whinging.
Are you ready to point out the hollowness of this thing that we call wrestling?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
So the way that our system works is that we have all voted on this, as in the WrestleTalk and the Parts for Unknown, No Rolls Barred offices, as well as our moderation team, as well as our $100 Patreon backers, as well as WrestleTalk.com writers, and the wider WrestleTalk and Parts for Unknown universe. So we have all voted on this. If you pick your worst one, that gets 5 points. If you pick your second worst one, gets 4, so on and so forth. I've totaled up all the scores. I can tell you right now, there's an outright winner.
I think I know what that one might be.
I think a lot of us can guess it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cleared it by a good 20 points.
Goodness me.
Okay, great. Yep.
But we'll get to that in just a moment.
Five mind activate.
I will say, beyond that, it's been a very good year for wrestling.
It has.
This is not as clear cut as some other years.
It's what we found over the course of doing this, isn't it? We've all sat there and going like, worst.
Yeah.
A lot of things have been mid. Matches is slightly easier than like pay-per-views.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, we talked about this on the worst pay-per-views show, which will be coming out next, which we've already recorded. But I was genuinely like, the office chatter was, I don't know what to put here.
And isn't that nice?
Yeah. Oh, that's it. That's
a lovely problem to have.
We've done a PFK list on this as well, and we will kind of go through and be like, yeah, I guess you could make an argument for this to be on the list. Mm-hmm. But like drawing up my top five was genuinely pretty tricky. Mm-hmm.
This is the internet, and so we can only deal in pejoratives. It's not our fault. It's just what you want. You want to click. No one wants to click on a title saying the five least, like,
least
whelming
exactly.
matches.
Yeah. We talked about this on the pay-per-view one as well. We can't just call it the most mid pay-per-view of the year. And you can't drop the award. This is YouTube.
Yeah.
We have to have these titles. Otherwise, the whole channel collapses.
Exactly.
The whole YouTube ecosystem collapses.
And how will the industry know what to do next if we don't arbiter our tastes?
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to go through what missed out on the top 10 very briefly. In at number 15 was Bully Ray versus Tommy Dreamer from Impact Wrestling. That got one top-level nomination.
Crikey.
What year is it?
At number 14, Bully Ray versus PCO. That got three nominations and 7 points.
He's not had his best year, has he?
Yeah. In joint 12th place is Chris Statlander versus Jade Cargill from Double or Nothing.
That got right on my nose.
That got three nominations and one top level nomination.
Ooh. It was one of mine. I nominated that, I think.
Yep, it was on my list
as
well.
That really rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
And Britt Baker versus Taya Valkyrie from AEW Dynamite.
That was on my list.
Which also got three nominations, one of which was top level, both of them scoring 8 points.
Mm.
And number 11 scoring 9 points across three nominations. I argue this should have actually broken into the top 10. Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar from Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, now, which one was that one?
That was when they had a four-minute match that ended in DQ that led to nothing.
Yeah.
Is that the one where Lashley celebrated the DQ?
Oh, I can't remember.
This is my problem.
He kicked him low, and then they just spun off into doing Lesnar versus Omos for WrestleMania, and they were going to do Bobby versus Bray.
They were,
Bray fell ill.
Yeah.
So they couldn't do that in the end. But they did do like the start of that because they had the muscle man dance for the top. But they did this DQ finish. So they didn't have to beat either of them.
Yeah.
Which is the lamest thing you can do. Mm-hmm. And it built to nothing.
It was quite rubbish. I think there were so many other things good going on that I just kind of ignored it.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into the actual top 10. In at number 10, scoring 11 points, 3 nominations, one of which was top level. Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns from WrestleMania 39.
Mm. Yeah, I'm glad this is low down on the list because the match itself is phenomenal.
Very, very good.
And as I mentioned several times now, it was on course to be my favorite match of all time until the finish happened.
Cut to.
Yeah.
You know what to
cut to. You know what to get.
Yeah. And that to me is like, you can't have it be like the worst match of the year or anything when the in-ring work was actually really good until that finish. So I understand why it's on the worst matches. I don't think I actually nominated it. Maybe I did. I can't remember.
I didn't.
But like the match is so good before it that I'm glad it's low down on the list and not at the top.
I think it's fair being there.
Yeah.
That's why I wouldn't have liked this in the top 10.
Yeah.
I'd have liked this at the number 11 spot.
Sure.
And I'd have had Brock and Bobby above it. Yeah. But my nominations don't always count for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't just override things like Ollie Davis.
Yeah, he's not here. Yeah.
He's not here to be like, it's Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Yeah.
I'm kind of disappointed that this is in the top 10 because it was such a good match.
Mm.
But there was a period of time when this was also on the best list.
Mm.
So it was like also at number 10.
Mm.
And I was like, wouldn't it have been hilarious if it was 10 on the best and 10 on the worst?
Well, that's kind of the dichotomy of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it is really, really great. But that ending sucked the life out of the whole weekend.
It's arguably one of the worst booking choices they made all year.
Yeah.
I still hate it.
No, I agree.
And I think like you can make an argument that they salvaged it or whatever afterwards, but still bad.
Mm.
Would have been better if Cody just won.
I'm going to just quickly check the YouTube comments.
Yeah.
They say, get over it.
I don't think I will.
In joint eighth position,
mm-hmm.
so technically our number 9, because the one above it got 2 top-level nominations, but scoring a total of 19 points, 7 nominations, one of which was top-level, LA Knight versus Bray Wyatt from the Royal mm-hmm. Rumble.
Mountain Dew match.
I would say that every time this did get a nomination, in brackets, it would say, didn't like doing this.
Yep.
But it is a bad match.
Yes.
And it was Bray's return match.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a big Mountain Dew energy
logo
drink thing. It was a big branded match. And I was like, ugh, that's not what I want for Bray Wyatt's big in-ring return.
Mm.
And the match is like 5 minutes. It's not very good. It's shot like it took place in Batman and Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bit of an ugly match.
And then it had the Uncle Howdy spot
where he
overshot LA Knight massively and everyone saw it and then they were like, oh, he's dead. I was like, no, you just overshot that we can see that.
The night, the week after or so Bray passed away, I did a No Mercy list and it was like worst No Mercy, or it might have been Payback, worst matches ever, and the top one was House of Horrors.
Mm.
So it was whichever pay-per-view that was. And a few people were like, it's bad that you put that as number one. But the reason I put it as number one as the worst one, because first of all, it was rubbish, but it was because it was a misunderstanding of the character and it was a mishandling of his creativity that I felt was like the most egregious thing. It's like, you've got someone with all of this creativity, all of this talent and a mind that works and sees the thing that I love in wrestling on a completely different level and challenges me with it. And the execution of it just doesn't quite work. And I think that's what is going on in this match.
Yeah.
The idea of it, the character that he was bringing back, everything he was playing with, even when the lights changed and he's got the paint on his face,
mm-hmm.
was like, oh, this is something. Ooh, that Mountain Dew logo is massive.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It was just a misunderstanding of his brilliance, I think. So yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
And as I said, every nomination that came in with this had the caveat of, I don't like voting for this.
Yeah.
But it is one of the worst matches of the year.
Yeah.
Which means it was tied with 19 points, also getting 5 nominations, 2 of which were top level. Shane McMahon versus The Miz from WrestleMania.
Does it count as a match?
So that's the thing. I didn't nominate this because I forgot it was a match.
Yeah.
Would have been on my list, but it's pretty funny though, isn't it?
Oh, God.
And really, it is The Miz versus Shane McMahon / Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. It is a beautiful mess of a
match.
It's
such a mess.
Oh, it's wonderful. Because it is like less than 30 seconds.
He does an international.
Yeah.
The most basic spot.
Yeah.
And breaks his knees.
Yeah. I think Taurus quad.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Pop, pop, pop.
And just falls down.
And just falls. And then Miz has to cover and look angry about it, which was great. He took a punch from Snoop Dogg, but didn't go down the first time. So Snoop was like, well, I'll punch him again. Mm. And then he went down the second time. It's brilliant.
And that people's elbow.
Oh,
the world's lightest people's elbow.
The running of the ropes is so funny. Probably like, ting.
Make no impact.
Yeah, yeah, it's beautiful.
It is an absolute train wreck.
It's a travesty.
I love it.
Yeah.
It is a travesty. It's an absolute train wreck of a WrestleMania segment.
I love
it.
I did love it, though.
Yeah.
In at number 7, scoring 20 points across 7 nominations, none of which were top level, Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso from WWE SummerSlam.
This was just another colossal disappointment for me. I think it was, and to the point that we've said a million, billion, trillion times, so everybody say it with me, Cody should have won. And this match still...
Check those comments.
Yeah, they love it. They love it. I know it. I'm sure they do. But like, this match should have been the end of the Bloodline saga, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could make an argument that there's always a way they pull it back. There's always a way that they can find a workaround and make you forget, because they did that kind of with this whole period up to WrestleMania. Any Bloodline stuff that had been maybe spinning its wheels at like the start of 2022, by the end of 2022, was the most hot thing in the history of pro wrestling for many people. This could have been a really neat moment to set up Jey Uso and let Roman go away and not be around for as long as Roman wanted to be. Come back at the Rumble, maybe, you know, have a little moment elsewhere. And the Tribal Chief thing could have passed on.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, again, massive missed opportunity. And then the match itself undid its own stipulation halfway through.
Sure did. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. I think the Jimmy thing.
Yeah.
It's not great in hindsight. It was bad at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long match and it's not all that interesting.
No.
It's easily, I think, Roman's worst main event of 2023. And it's a real, like, it's, and SummerSlam as a whole, it's a streak killer. Like, because they were on this hot streak of just great shows, great main events. And then this one was, like, all this high pyro and ballyhoo going into it. And at the end of it, it was like, ugh, maybe I'm done with this Bloodline thing.
Yep. Ballyhoo, great word.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But that is it. I think it's that point where post-WrestleMania, I was very down on the Bloodline. Night of Champions, I was like, okay, interesting. Money in the Bank, I was like, hell yeah, Jey Uso. SummerSlam, I was like, okay, you lost me at Mania, but you can win me back. This is it. This is it now. And then they screwed it, and I was like, ah, never mind. You had me for a couple months. I'm gone again.
Honestly, it was even that, like, when they kept the belt on Roman, they did, like you say, win us back. And I don't think any of us believed that Jey was the one. In fact, that's how I won the championship, was by jamming it in, because I was so sure he wasn't going to win.
Mm-hmm.
But you could still believe in it. You could still see it. Looking strong in defeat is a thing that we've actually seen a lot this year. Thank you, Gunther.
Mm.
You could have really done something with it, and then they just didn't.
Yep.
And then the Jimmy thing, which I'm always like, well, I'll see what you're going to do with it. We're in December now. Mm-hmm. They haven't.
But he sells an RKO funny, so I guess all's well that ends well.
That was quite funny.
Yeah.
And he is a funny man.
Yeah.
Does it make sense for SummerSlam? No.
Nope.
Does it make it worth it? No. Yeah.
He was the one that did the original turn on Roman.
Yeah. Cool.
Yep. In at number 6, scoring 23 points, 6 nominations, 3 of which were top level, Tyrus versus EC3 from NWA, Nuff said. And we talk about Snoop Dogg running the ropes.
I have precisely zero comments about this.
I'm going to see if I can find the clip of Tyrus running the ropes at the very least.
It's phenomenal.
Oh, I've deleted Twitter. Damn it.
Good. Well done.
Hold on. I'll see if I can find on here. Pete, you might have vamped for me while I just feel...
Tell me about this match. I mean, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's got Tyrus in it.
Yeah. The thing is, I haven't seen it, but I have heard about it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, when something that bad follows through...
I think I got it.
Pete wins.
Hold on.
Good old Reddit.
Very good.
Hang on, is he...
Mm-hmm.
Is he 98 years old? Is that the finish?
No, EC3. Look.
One more time.
Watch this.
How do you hit the middle rope before the top rope? And like, I don't understand. It was like he was afraid they were going to electrocute him.
Yeah, it was... It's not great. Tyrus hasn't had a good year.
Was that match taking place and the kid was asleep upstairs? So they like make as little noise as possible.
There's, there's another moment in that match when they do like a draping DDT out of the ring, and Tyrus just sort of falls through, and it is in slow motion.
Hilariously bad.
Yeah. And he was champ for a long,
really long time. Yeah,
and. We all know why you did it, Billy. You can say otherwise, but we know why. It wasn't because he was a great wrestler, like you once tried to argue. But it was bad, and it put such a stink on NWA all year. And I think it's a stink they've not recovered from. Not helped them by the cocaine angle at the next show.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah. Turns out running a wrestling promotion is kind of hard.
Yeah. Who'd have thunk it?
Well, it is if you're Billy Corgan, anyway.
That's fair. Yeah.
We amazingly then have, so we've gone from sixth to joint third.
Nice. Ooh. Yeah.
So we've got the alternate vote. Yeah.
We've got three results here that all scored the same, but I'll go through them in order because one of them did get two top level nominations. So firstly, Austin Theory versus John Cena, 10 nominations, one of which was top level, scoring 25 points.
It was egregious in the fact that it achieved absolutely nothing.
Oh, yeah.
If anything, it went backwards.
It's such a bad match, people forget that Austin Theory won.
Yeah, I do.
Austin Theory beat John Cena, and no one remembers.
Yeah.
Legitimately, this match, on its own, in its own little isolated bubble, when it happens, is like the most mid 2.5-star match you've ever seen.
Mm.
What happens after it is so egregious. Mm-hmm. Man just beat Cena, and they were like, well, that's enough of you.
Not just man, US champion.
US champ just beat Cena and did absolutely nothing with it.
But in fairness, John Cena set that up in the build for this match where he said, look, even if you beat me, it's not going to mean anything.
Exactly, undermines the whole thing.
So why do I want to see this match then, John?
What an idiot. Everyone's like, what a great promo. I'm like, you don't know what a good promo is.
Well, this is it. People, that's a good promo.
Yeah.
There's the school of thought that is making the crowd go, whoa, is what makes a good promo. But it isn't. It isn't. It's the best promos... build your opponent up while building yourself up as well.
Yep.
And especially when you are a star of... John Cena is a star of the past now. When you are a star of the past, and this is a star of tomorrow, technically the present, but also tomorrow, that's your job is to build.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not to tear them down. Steve Austin never really tore anyone down. He was an equal opportunity stunner. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So like he'd give stunners to anybody who asked kind of thing versus... this.
Well, Austin is the example. Look what Austin got out of losing to Bret Hart at WrestleMania. Yeah. He didn't beat Bret Hart at WrestleMania. He lost to Bret Hart at WrestleMania. But he was such a big star coming out of it. Mm. Austin Theory beats John Cena, defended the US Championship against John Cena, and retained it at WrestleMania. And it meant nothing.
Yeah.
And Cena just left, and he got on a plane, and he went home.
Crazy.
This was bad.
Mm-hmm. It was. It was.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which... is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and t-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
And it tied, also with 25 points, 9 nominations, one of which was top level, so really it's below Theory and Cena. And I don't think this should be on the list. Jeff Jarrett versus Jeff Hardy on AEW Dynamite Fight for the Fallen.
This was on my list.
Okay. You don't think it should be on the list. However, democracy says that it should be.
Someone messaged me who was voting and said, how dare you make me remember that this match happened, because mm-hmm. they had voted for it.
Yep.
And I said, well, it's not on my list. I actually thought it was silly fun. And they replied back, it's a good job you're pretty.
This is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre
match.
Yeah.
Like, okay, at the end of this match, Jeff Jarrett wins a Texas Chainsaw Massacre Leatherface Championship belt. Mm-hmm. They should do this every year, but with a different Warner Brothers release. Next year, he should win the Beetlejuice Championship. And he'll just be the belt collector of a movie tie-in or video game tie-in championship belt. This was an absolute car crash of a dreadful, awful, rubbish match. And I was there clapping with glee at how silly and crap it was.
So when you break up with someone... Mm-hmm. If you're in a sort of mood, or maybe you put on a revenge dress, famously Princess Diana wore a revenge dress, and you might post an Instagram story or a statement on your Facebook or something that says about how strong and moving on and independent you are posting that for an audience of one.
Mm-hmm.
This match was for an audience of one, and he's here tonight.
He is.
Literally, there is no one else in the world who... If you telling me you thought this was wonderful and about the belt should happen and all of that, it makes so much sense for you, and I'm genuinely ecstatic for you. It was bobbins, and you know it.
I'm not alone. Ollie Davis also thinks that this was...
Because you managed to convince him with your words!
Look, this match was for the Leatherface Championship. It's not going to be a Okada Omega 4.
Tony Khan ran out of the end dressed as Leatherface.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be Grado. I thought it was going to be an even better thing.
I don't even know if it was Tony Khan, but in my head, it absolutely
Leatherface
was.
Leatherface appeared in this match, and there was everyone like, oh, it wasn't a technical masterpiece.
It looks stupid.
It's supposed to be a technical masterpiece.
No, but it's supposed to be fun.
And it was stupid.
I had
fun.
No fun. I thought it was just dull.
No.
Look, just man, cringe.
Sami Zayn and Johnny Knoxville. Fun.
Very silly.
This. Bad. Not fun.
I'm not saying this is on par with Johnny Knoxville and Sami Zayn. It's not. But when I look at this, and this was a silly comedy match to promote a video game that no one played.
It's not even AEW's best silly comedy match to promote a video game that no one played.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, the other one was way better.
There it is.
The other one had Kota Ibushi on a bike.
That one is fun. This one isn't.
This is an absolute car crash, and I had a great time with it.
You just enjoy bad wrestling.
Yeah, this was bad.
Exactly. That's why it's on the list, because it's bad wrestling.
But he loves bad wrestling. It's his favorite thing.
That's his favorite thing.
Okay, but Roman and Jay, I would argue, was worse than this, because that was trying to
be... stakes.
That's stakes. That's got the world title above it. This has got a silly Leatherface Championship belt.
But they were taking it
you
very
keep
seriously.
Saying that like it's going to make it better.
Which is why it should have been ninth.
Look. Product placement is very bad in a lot of wrestling companies.
Sure is.
Not many
very
of them
bad
do it well.
Stop.
No. I'd argue they didn't do it well.
This is really bad, Luke.
Yeah.
Really bad product placement and product promotion and all that.
I don't disagree, Pete.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be third or technically fourth.
Whatever.
I'm trying to think of what the equivalent for me would be, and it would be a Made in Manhattan match and J-Lo comes out at the end. And even then I'd be like, I don't love it. You have such a niche enjoyment of things, and mm-hmm. we should all be more Luke Owen sometimes.
Yes, we should.
But what was actually our number three, our third worst match of the year, this is where this should be. This should be at number mm-hmm. three. 25 points, 8 nominations, 2 of which were top level, Adam Cole versus Chris Jericho from AEW Double or Nothing.
That now was Bobbins.
Now then.
This is bad, but this is not Jeff Jarrett versus Jeff Hardy, because that's a silly, goofy comedy match.
Let's move on from that, Luke. Let me check the comments, Luke. They're telling you to get over it.
Yeah.
This was actually bad.
Yes, it was.
So, first of all, can I tell you something that I remembered about this last night while I was thinking about this match? Mm-hmm. Sabu was there.
Yep,
Sabu was there.
All WTF, Sabu was in this match for a hot minute as well.
Yeah.
He did his table spot and there was never seen
went
again.
Went home.
What? Now, apparently his money bag's gonna get my money.
So, like, before we do the actual match itself, go back to I think what makes me so angry about this was very high on my list, is that the lead up was quite good. Like, there was that incredibly fun match with
Roddy
and Jericho. Mm-hmm. Adam Cole's not allowed in the building. Well, I'm not in the building, so I'm going to beat you up in this flower bed. I loved that. I thought that was some brilliant television, really entertaining. So excited. It's an unsanctioned match, mm-hmm. which apparently needs an enforcer. Let's not look at that logic.
Mm-hmm.
But then it just is so rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Boring, silly, not silly in silly fun way.
Fun silly. Bad no, silly.
Silly in terms of like, well, that doesn't make no kind of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a match that should be good and wasn't.
Yeah.
This is, again, Tempest has said this on many shows as well, but like big plunder unsanctioned matches are not Adam Cole's strong suit.
Mm.
He's had quite a few of them and they've not always been the best. This is another example of that. Don't do that.
My big issue I have with this match isn't just that it's not very good. Mm-hmm. It's not just that Sabu is oddly there. And it's not just that this is Adam Cole and Chris Jericho. Nah, I'm watching them have a bad match mm-hmm. together. It's an unsanctioned match on the same card where you've got Anarchy in the Arena as the main mm-hmm. event. So there's only so far you can push your unsanctioned gimmick because you can't overshadow what the other lads are going to do in the main event.
Yeah.
So you've almost got to do a restrained unsanctioned match. And that's not what you want from an unsanctioned. Like, imagine with Swerve and Hangman 2 that they were on third on the card because the main event was a different type of Texas death match. So you had to restrain what you did. It was bad card placement, bad card booking.
Mm-hmm.
And this match suffered as a result of it.
Remember that episode of Raw where they had you vote on it, which stipulation do you want? And it was like, mm-hmm. no disqualification, no holds barred. Like, mm-hmm. I don't remember what that thing was.
Extreme rules.
They were all the same thing.
It's all the same thing.
Yeah.
That unsanctioned is now one of those as well. The idea of an unsanctioned match, like, I think of like Triple H and Shawn Michaels, where it was like, your back may break and we don't want any part of this blood feud, but you're going to have it. So it's like, if you're going to do drugs, I'd rather you did them in the house. That kind of thing. That's the unsanctioned nature of that match. This was just... unsanctioned is supposed to mean like, well, it's a blood feud and we will waive our insurance. We don't want any part of dealing with the fallout of this, but if you want to have the match, go ahead. And this was just, well, here's a chain.
Like, AEW in the early days used to do this really well. You used to have the lights out unsanctioned matches.
Yeah.
And the gimmick of that was just like, look, the show is over. Like, AEW Dynamite or AEW, whichever pay-per-view is, that show is over now, but this match is also going to take place, but it's got nothing to do with us.
Mm.
And they did a really good job of presenting that. But after a while, that's just sort of faded away, and now it's just, well, this is just a plunder match,
mm-hmm.
and it's just not a very good one at that.
But they also had the belt for a championship match for an unsanctioned championship, which mm-hmm. becomes sanctioned if you put the belt on that.
What's the definition of sanctioned then?
Yeah.
Or unsanctioned?
It's not recognised.
What does that mean?
Well, this means they don't recognise it, Pete.
I enjoyed that.
In at number two, we jump up here from 25 points to 43 points.
Jesus.
Okay. Getting into
43 points, 13 nominations, 3 of which were top level. Baron Corbin versus Gable Steveson from NXT Great American Bash.
So, I messaged you about this. Because I did my nominations and I submitted everything. And then I messaged Luke like 2 days later and be like, I forgot about Baron Corbin and Gable Steveson. That absolutely would have made my worst matches list. Probably at number two. God, this sucked.
Yeah, I mean, if it makes you feel any better, Pete, mm-hmm. it would not have affected its overall placement. Given that it's like, you know, nearly 20 points ahead of three and is nearly 20 points behind number one.
Yeah.
I think you can sleep well at night.
Well, that's fine.
Well, he can't because he watched this
match. No, because this match was ass.
Yeah, this was a real stinker.
So I just want to talk about the career of Gable Steveson.
This is WWE. Yeah.
Okay? Because, like, he was drafted to Raw.
Sure was.
Right? He was featured at WrestleMania.
I was going to say, wasn't he debuted at WrestleMania?
Yeah, he had a little fun bit with the Street Profits and all that, where he looked fine. And then nothing for ages.
Didn't he technically debut at SummerSlam? 2021.
Yeah, he was brought out with his medal, went hello, and then left.
The one guy who looked like he didn't want to be there, and that was the one they signed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So then he drafted to Raw at Mania, nothing for ages. Then they were like, he's going to debut on NXT. Like, okay, cool. It's been a long time, probably done a lot of training, so I'm sure he looks great and all that stuff. And it's against Baron Corbin. And you know what? All right, fine. You might not like Baron Corbin, but he's been there for a long time. He's a steady hand, and he can guide you through a match if need be.
There's
right?
a reason he's why a vet. There's a reason why he's everyone's first feud. Because you can go through. It's what X-Pac used to be in the Attitude Era. So you come in from WCW, you go in the ring with X-Pac, go in the ring with Road Dogg.
You got you covered.
They know what, they can guide you through this.
Yeah, exactly. This match sucks.
Oh, yeah.
This match was ass. Not only did Gable Steveson not look great, but also ended in pissing DQ. Like,
this match was
what
so
are you
bad.
Playing at?
Gable Stevenson has disappeared off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Like, Steveson.
Steveson. There's no N in
it. I got told off for that as well.
Yeah. I should be. Well, you should. No, because it's his name, so I should get that right.
Luke Owens.
thanks, Pete Quinnell. Now, yeah, but like, he's gone. He's where's he gone?
Yeah, they realized that he sucked.
Yeah, so, like, that's it.
So they're not doing anything with him now. I don't even know if he's still employed.
That's what I was going to say. The only benefit that has come out of this whole shebang is that they are taking time with Jade Cargill. Like, they've kind of done the same thing with Jade Cargill where they're like, make a big splash, she's all over ESPN, here she is and all the things, and they've gone, ooh, she's got something, but she needs a little bit more tuning up. Let's not pull a Steveson. Let's you know, get her ready.
I think that's the vernacular around the performance end.
Almost definitely.
Let's not pull a Steveson.
Let's not pull
well,
a
it can't
Steveson.
Be let's pull a Gable because that's the polar opposite.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
This was no good.
This was ass.
No good, very bad ass.
No good, very bad.
Hated that.
Which means in at number one, beating it by 19 points, 15 nominations, six of which were top level. It's Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler from WWE SummerSlam. That is two matches from SummerSlam on this list. And fun fact, this is Ronda Rousey's fourth match to appear on the worst match list in 2 years.
Oof. What were the others?
So last year she had three.
She had three?
Yeah, she had one of the Charlotte Flair. One of the Charlotte Flair ones.
Yep.
The Shotzi one.
Yep.
Liv?
And
Liv, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. What a bad year it was for Ronda.
This is a way to round off a WWE run that can best be described as, I don't care about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a shame.
She was champion for a lot of it. And she just didn't give a solidary F about doing wrestling and this whole thing. Like, okay, so the point of this match was that Ronda wanted to be a tag champ with Shayna, wanted to have a tag run. Then she decided, I'm going at SummerSlam. So we're like, okay, well, we need to accelerate the breakup of this group then. So they won the tag titles, then immediately broke up. I interviewed Shayna Baszler the day before this happened, and she was there talking about like all the plans they were going to do, and now none of those were going to happen because the team just broke up. So they dropped the tag titles, and led to this match because Ronda's going and she wants to put over her friend Shayna. What's Shayna done since?
Yeah, look, also, worked MMA is not a vibe.
Never
Always
works.
Bad.
Always bad.
It's like, it's one of those things where Ronda Rousey, maybe against what we have just said, on her day, is a good wrestler. You know, I think the Mania debut, I think that run that year, she got one of the best matches out of Nia Jax. Like, it's a she's good. Like, she knows what she's doing. So, and Shayna Baszler's a badass, right? Shayna Baszler's great. So let him have a wrestling match. Give it an MMA feel with some more strong style strikes. Maybe put them in a fight pit. We thought they were going to be in a fight pit. Even a cage, I suppose, even though that they get cages wrong all the time. just anything other than this, like, points-based work shoot fight thing where it just looks like... The reason I don't like UFC, aside from the fact that I'm actually a little bit squeamish and I don't like it when people physically try to injure each other, is because of the struggle element of it, it can look like Ultimate Fighting cuddling for me a little bit. And it feels like I'm waiting for the flow, I'm waiting for the rhythm, I'm waiting for the performance to come out, and it doesn't. So don't do that on a wrestling show when the because a wrestling audience and an MMA audience aren't necessarily crossing over all that much.
No.
And when, like, what? And a stadium full of people have paid to come and see a wrestling show and you present them with a bad imitation of a black and white picture that's been photoshopped badly of MMA, they're going to reject it.
And they did.
Yeah.
They sure did. This match sucked because, like you said, if Ronda wants to put Shayna over, don't do it in this match because everyone's going to reject it because it's bad worked MMA. And everyone goes, And then that's it. And then they don't book Shayna beyond this, and it's terrible. That worked MMA thing. I think if you'd have just done it in a fight pick, because they had a really good promo segment in the build to
this. Yeah, they did.
After that split, and everyone was like, oh, okay, this feud might be really good, actually. Okay, cool, I'm into this.
Yeah.
And then all you need to do is cap it off with a fight pit, and everyone goes, okay, Shayna Baszler, made star. Great, we can do stuff with her after this. But just putting it in an MMA match robbed any possibility of anything good coming out of it. This sucked. Because we had our worries going into this, like, oh, I hope they don't do worked MMA, because that would be really bad. And then they were like, oh, dear.
That's exactly what we've done, is worked MMA.
Jesus, that's not
why
good.
This wasn't a fight pit, I have no idea.
Don't get it.
But yeah, this was no good. It's the reason why it was head and shoulders above everything. Oh, yeah. And you need 20 points ahead of number two. And not great. A very bad end to what was a dreadful run for Ronda Rousey upon this WWE return.
Yeah.
That will not be remembered fondly, no. I don't think.
And no. It's a shame that I just... wasted potential.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the contempt she sort of had for the whole affair.
Oh, yeah. Well, she hated it the first time round.
Didn't she love it? And then when the fans started turning on her in favour of Becky, she started to hate it.
Yes. Yeah, because they weren't cheering her anymore.
Yeah, which is such a shame.
That was like the vibe that you got from all of her vlogs and stuff. Yeah. It was like, I don't actually need to do this. I don't even like pro wrestling. I think pro wrestling fans are stupid. So that just booed her more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't even know why she came back.
Yeah.
Because she didn't like it. And then she came back. Well, yeah, it's a bit, the finger thing means the taxes. Mm-hmm. She came back and just put zero effort in, gave zero Fs, and tried to put over her friend at the end. And it's like, I think this is Triple H follow-up or lack thereof. Done nothing with it. Mm-hmm. She had a world title match as with four other people at the Saudi show, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's legit it. Now she's just back to being a tag team with Zoe Stark. Great. Accomplished nothing. Mm. It was a bad match that accomplished nothing.
What a shambles.
Yep. And there was no Leatherface championship in sight, which might have at least saved it somewhat.
I really wouldn't have.
No.
I promise you it would have made it worse.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's our list. What did you make of it? Let us know in the comments down below, what was your worst match of 2023? What do you think of our list? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Let us know down below. Thank you all so much for watching our end of awards season here for 2023 on the Wrestle Podcast channel. We'll be doing this again next year. So I look forward to seeing you then. Have a great Christmas. Have a great new year. Enjoy your time off. Enjoy whatever it is you're doing. I've been Luke Owen, DAD. That has been Dan Layton. That has been Pete. Jam that jam.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. it.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.